Hi, it's Chris Watkin and John Cottrell, the All-Star Business Coach. John, why is it such a pain in the backside to get great employees?
Right. So I find a lot of people in business, when I get to start working with them, we've almost got to, not start again, but rebuild.
Okay.
So what happens if people don't feel too good about themselves, so they're struggling, guess who they tend to pick as employees? Fellow strugglers. They don't know that they're doing that consciously.
Really?
But at an unconscious level, yes.
You surprised me. Go on, tell me more.
Right, so I divide the world into A players and B players.
Yes.
Now, if I'm chief plate spinner in my business, I'm going around every little department, every team member, giving a little touch. All I've created is a busy job in my own business.
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, why is it that those people don't know what to do? Now, some of it...
You're doing the bloody job for them, excuse my French.
Some of it could be that I didn't recruit the right people. Some of it could be I didn't put the right systems in place so they don't know what to do. Some of it could be I change my mind every 5 minutes so they're never going to know what to do because I keep changing it. Some of it could be I keep interfering so they give up. There could be all these factors. But ultimately, you end up with a team of B players who need your input on an hour-by-hour, day-by-day basis.
I see it all the time.
Right, to make things happen in the business.
Yes.
So what you have to do first is come up with your recipe for success. What does your business look like when it's finished? When it works for you, and you don't have a job in your own business, what does the structure look like? What do your key employees look like? Who are they? What attributes do they have? What jobs are they doing? It's like, right, so how many of those people exist in your business today? Normally the answer is very few. But you can build with some.
Mm-hmm.
And the difficulty is the owners feel very obliged to their employees. They feel very loyal to them.
Do you think they're almost too loyal?
Yeah, they are.
It's because, well, let's be honest, if you've chosen someone and it's the wrong person, it makes you look like a bit of a prat because...
Well, then not only that, so, well, Fred's been with me for 20 years. I can't possibly let him go. So what price are you prepared to pay? If Fred is in the seat but not doing the job, and that's holding your business back, are you prepared to sacrifice your lifestyle, your mental health, your all those other factors for the sake of one person who's the square peg in the round hole?
How often do you think it might not necessarily be Fred, it might actually be the business owner?
50-50, Chris, if we're fair. 50-50. So the first thing as a business owner is become aware of your own impact on your own business. How much of this is me and how much is actually them? Yeah. And to be fair, I've heard of a business owner running a £100 million business as a personal fiefdom. What are the symptoms of the personal fiefdom? Everybody works 12 hours a day. Sorry, they turn up for 12 hours a day, but when the business owner's not looking, what do you think they're doing?
On Facebook.
They're not doing a lot.
No.
Then they're all competing to get attention from that business owner. So guess what? They're all busy.
A bit like parents and children, that sort of thing.
They're fighting all the time. So the business has stagnated at this point because it can't be pushed forward by the business owner and everybody's busy currying favour rather than paying attention to the customer. Yeah? So it happens in big businesses as well as small.
And probably we could do another video on this, looking at this in a lot more detail going forward, but have you got any little quick wins that you could do to help the guys out there, business owners?
Yeah, if you feel the need to interfere in what your employees are doing, is it because you haven't properly trained them and the procedure doesn't exist? Is it because you don't trust yourself and you have to keep meddling? Or have you got a problem with your employee? Which one of those four is it?
A quick win that you told me once is once a week, don't go into work and work from home.
Yeah. For some people, that'll be the right recipe.
But for others, not?
No, because I think for many people, it'll be too early to leave their business.
Okay.
I had a client who was doing that and had a problem with two employees trying to set up a competing business. Of course, on the day the client wasn't in the place, what were they doing? Everything but the work they should have been doing. And then there's all the issues. Well, this happened, that happened, the other happened. It was just excuses. So I think don't abdicate, delegate. Okay. You've got to have the right KPIs in place. There's a lot of work to do to get your business in a place where it works for you.
Maybe we can talk about this in greater detail in some up and coming videos.
For sure.
Good stuff. Lovely. Thanks very much.